The Secretary General says he hopes the Security Council will pass a resolution authorizing a hybrid peacekeeping operation within the week. Last month, Sudan unconditionally accepted a UN African Union peacekeeping force, which will include as many as 26,000 military personnel and civilian police. The draft resolution also calls on member states to finalize their contributions to the force within 90 days. Mr. Ban says this is fast by UN standards, but not fast enough.
The political situation on the ground is too fragile, the humanitarian crisis too dire, to waste more precious time.
Sudan objects to the draft resolution's stress on humanitarian issues and the threat of further measures, possibly sanctions. Mr. Ban says he intends to accelerate the UN timetable to the maximum on both the military and political fronts.
Working with our many partners, chief among them the African Union, we must start preparing the ground for our peacekeepers immediately. The Chinese government will soon send a contingent of military engineers in Darfur, where they will begin the essential communications and logistical work that must precede the mission. In fact, a preliminary reconnaissance group leaves for Sudan July 17th. I'm informed that several hundred international troops or more will be ready to deploy by October. I'll push for September.
Mr. Ban described initial talks in Libya between diplomats and divided rebel groups as successful. He said the goal is to step up the pace of negotiations and bring all factions, government, rebels, and tribal leaders, to the table by early September to find a political solution. The Secretary General says he intends to visit Sudan, including Darfur, at the earliest possible moment. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.